All right. I'm ready for you whenever you're ready, sir. Bajahure mana Sri Nandanandana Abhaya Charanara Vindare. Bajahure mana Sri Nandanandana Abhaya Charanara Vindare. Bhajahure mana Sri Nandanandana Abhaya Charanara Vindare. So this is a song written many, many years ago in the Bengali language. My spiritual master recorded this song about four different times. And it is also one of my favorite bhajans. And it is also the favorite of my son, Lakshman Lavin. So I'm doing this because I like it and because he's here. So this first line, the author is speaking to his mind. The mind is the central point of the yoga system.
La mente es el punto central del sistema de yoga.
Whatever yoga system you follow,
cualquiera sea el sendero de yoga que sigas,
they all have this one thing in common.
Todos tienen esta cosa en común.
To bring the mind under control.
De traer la mente bajo control.
In the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna also says,
en el Bhagavad Gita, Krishna también dice,
that the living entity is struggling in this world.
De que la entidad viviente está luchando en este mundo.
He's struggling with the senses,
está luchando contra los sentidos,
which include the mind.
Entre los cuales incluye la mente.
In yoga, it is said,
en el yoga se dice,
that if you control the mind,
si usted controla su mente,
all the other senses will automatically be controlled.
Todos los demás sentidos se controlarán automáticamente.
And in Prabhupada's philosophy,
y en la filosofía de Prabhupada,
if you control the tongue,
si tú controlas la lengua,
you control the mind,
tú controlas la mente,
and you control all the senses.
Y tú controlas todos los sentidos.
So in Krishna consciousness,
entonces, en conciencia de Krishna,
the tongue is very, very much considered.
La lengua es muy, muy considerada.
And it is stated in the Upanishads,
está la frase en los Upanishads
that simply by controlling the tongue,
que simple por controlar la lengua,
you can realize God.
Usted puede realizar a Dios.
The tongue has two things it likes to do.
La lengua tiene dos cosas que le gusta hacer.
Vibrate sound
vibrar sonido,
and taste various things.
Y probar muchas cosas.
So if the tongue is used to hear and chant and describe Krishna,
entonces, si la lengua se ocupa para escuchar, de escribir y hablar de Krishna,
and if the tongue is allowed to taste Krishna prasadam,
si la lengua se le permite probar Krishna prasad,
you can realize God.
Se puede realizar a Dios.
But in tonight's song, he's talking about the mind.
Pero en la canción de esta noche, él está hablando acerca de la mente.
When Krishna is describing his 81 vibhutis.
Cuando Krishna está describiendo sus 81 vibhutis.
In the 10th chapter of Bhagavad Gita.
En el capítulo 10 del Bhagavad Gita.
The vibhutis means what are his specific potencies in the material energy.
Los vibhutis son cuáles son las funciones especiales trascendentales en este mundo.
He says, of the senses, I am the mind.
De los sentidos, él dice, yo soy la mente.
And in the Bhagavad Gita, there are many verses about the mind.
En el Bhagavad Gita hay muchos versos acerca de la mente.
Such as,
tal como,
if your mind is controlled,
si tu mente está controlada,
it is your best friend.
Es tu mejor amigo.
But if the mind is uncontrolled,
pero si la mente está descontrolada,
then it's your worst enemy.
Luego es tu peor enemigo.
So one must control the mind.
Si alguien debe controlar la lengua, la mente.
Then one can make progress in spiritual life.
Luego uno puede hacer progreso en la vida espiritual.
So the author is talking to his mind.
Entonces el autor está hablando acerca de la mente.
He says, bhaja.
Él dice, bhaja.
Bhaja means to be engaged in service.
Bhaja significa estar ocupado en servicio.
Most people translate bhaja as worship.
Mucha gente traduce vaya como adoración.
But actually, bhaj means to render service.
Pero en realidad, vaya significa de rendir servicio.
So he says, my dear mind,
entonces, él dice, mi querida mente,
let's be engaged.
Está ocupada.
Let us cooperate together.
Cooperemos juntos.
And who should we be engaged in service to?
¿A quién deberíamos estar nosotros rindiendo servicio?
Repite for Sri Nandanandana.
Sri Nandanandana.
That can only mean Krishna.
Eso solo puede significar Krishna.
The son of Nanda Maharaj.
El hijo de Nanda Maharaj.
So that is Krishna.
Así que él es Krishna.
Now he gives a reason why the mind should be engaged and fixed upon Krishna.
Ahora él da una razón de por qué la mente debe estar ocupada y fija en Krishna.
Abhay. Abhay, repite, abhay.
Abhay.
Abhay means fearless.
Abhay significa sin temor.
In this material world, everybody's fearful.
En este mundo material, todos están temerosos.
As I was saying the other night,
como dije la otra noche,
padam padam yad vipadam. There is danger at every step.
Hay peligro a cada paso.
This material world is not secure.
Este mundo material no es seguro.
It is not a nice place.
No es un lugar agradable.
Danger everywhere.
Peligro en todas partes.
So, abhaya means to become fearless.
Entonces, abhaya significa volverse sin temor.
You become fearless when you are fixed at the lotus feet of Krishna.
Tú te vuelves sin temor cuando estás fijo en los pies del loto de Krishna.
So this is the first statement of this song.
Entonces, esta es la primera oración de esta canción.
So tonight we are also going to do that.
Así que esta noche también nosotros vamos a hacer eso.
We're going to try and fix our minds on Krishna.
Vamos a tratar de fijar nuestras mentes en Krishna.
And in this way become fearless.
Y de esta forma volvernos sin temor.
Dulava manava janama sat sange. Durlava manava janama sat sange. Durlava manava janama sat sange. Taraha e bhava sindhure. Taroha e bhava sindhure. Taroha e bhava sindhure. So this song is so nice because in this first verse,
entonces, esta canción es tan agradable porque en este primer verso,
these many of these words have so much meaning to it.
Muchas de las palabras tienen tanto significado.
In Sanskrit, they have something called sutra.
En el sánscrito hay una cosa llamada sutra.
Just like anyone who is familiar with computer code.
Tal como cualquiera que es familiar con los códigos de computador.
Anybody here write computer code? Yeah, I figured you did.
Ah, me
you have IT written on your forehead. So you know what I'm talking about. If I was to read computer code, it makes no sense to me. But you know the language. And so you can tell me, oh, this is very good program. I don't know. To me, it just looks like numbers. Am I correct?
Yes.
So sutra means a code. So sutra means a Sanskrit shloka. Where they use very minimal words, but the meaning is very great. So this song is like that. So this next line, Durlabha Manava Janma, repeat it.
Durlabha Manava Janma.
Durlabha means very rarely gotten.
Durlabha significa raramente alcanzado.
Very, very difficult to achieve.
Muy, muy difícil de lograr.
And Manava Janma.
Manava Janma.
Manava Janma means taking birth as human.
Manava Janma significa tomar nacimiento como humano.
According to the Vedas, there are 8,400,000 different types of bodies.
Recuerda los Vedas, hay 8,400,000 diferentes cuerpos.
Only 400,000 are human.
Solo 400,000 son humanos.
8 million are lower.
8 millones son más bajos.
And you get human birth after a long evolution.
Y tú logras un cuerpo humano después de una larga evolución.
Because once you fall down to the lower species,
porque cuando tú te bajas a las especies más inferiores,
due to sinful activities,
por medio de las actividades pecaminosas,
and due to ignorance,
y debido a la ignorancia,
it takes a long time to get back to being human.
Se toma un largo tiempo para volver a ser un humano.
So, the Vedas tell us,
así que los Vedas nos dicen,
that now you have achieved human life.
Y que ahora tú has conseguido la vida humana.
It is a great opportunity.
Es una gran oportunidad.
Don't spoil it.
No la pierdas, no la deseches.
Don't waste your time in sense gratification.
No pierdas tu tiempo en la gratificación sensorial.
Atato Brahma Jigyasa. Now is time to inquire about the absolute truth.
Ahora es momento de inquirir acerca de la verdad absoluta.
Who am I?
¿Quién soy?
Who is God?
¿Quién es Dios?
What is my relationship with God?
¿Cuál es mi relación con Dios?
What is this material manifestation?
¿Qué es lo que es esta manifestación material?
These are the questions that should be investigated when you are a human being.
Estas son las preguntas de las cuales tú deberías investigar cuando eres un ser humano.
Not that my time is spent playing video games and sports.
No que todo mi tiempo es ocupado en jugar videojuegos y ver deportes.
And human life is very short.
Y la vida humana es muy corta.
Only 100 years, maybe.
Solo 100 años, quizás.
And depending on how I spend those 100 years,
y de acuerdo a cómo yo ocupo esos 100 años,
will determine my next life.
Van a determinar mi próximo nacimiento.
If I waste my time,
pierdo mi tiempo.
If I don't investigate God and the soul,
si no investigo acerca de Dios y el alma,
then what will happen?
Luego, ¿qué pasará?
Again, back down.
De nuevo, abajo.
And again, have to wait many lives again to become human.
Y luego, tienes que esperar muchos días para volver a ser.
So the next line, satsange, repite.
Satsange.
This is satsange.
Esto es satsange.
What we are doing right now is satsange.
Estamos haciendo ahora mismo satsange.
Sat means truth.
Sat significa verdad.
Sat means the eternal.
Sat significa el eterno.
So satsanga means to associate with those things that have to deal with the soul and eternality.
Satsanga significa relacionarnos con las cosas que tienen que ver con el alma y la eternidad.
Spiritual life.
Vida espiritual.
Tonight, that's all we're going to do.
Esta noche, eso es todo lo que vamos a hacer.
We're going to talk about the eternal.
Vamos a hablar acerca del eterno.
So, Durlabha Manava. Janama satsange. Now the last line of the first verse.
Ahora la última línea del primer verso.
Repite. Taraha e. Bhava sindhu re. So Bhava sindhu re is an analogy.
Entonces, Bhava sindhu re es una analogía.
He's describing material existence.
Está describiendo la existencia material.
As if it is a great ocean.
Como si ese fuera un gran océano.
All throughout the Vedas, this analogy is used.
A través de todos los Vedas, esta analogía se hace.
That material life is like living in a vast ocean.
Que la vida material es como vivir en un gran océano.
And what do you experience in an ocean?
¿Y qué es lo que tú experimentas en un océano?
Tossing waves.
Olas.
So those tossing waves means up and down. That's your life.
Entonces, esas olas significan arriba y abajo. Así es tu vida.
If you're in the ocean,
si usted está en el océano,
no boat.
No hay botes.
Just in the ocean.
Solo en el océano.
You're up and down and
estás arriba, abajo.
That's material existence.
Esa existencia material.
How many people saw the movie Titanic?
¿Cuándo usted vio la película Titanic?
My favorite part of the movie,
la mejor parte de la película,
is not when they're kissing.
No, cuando se están besando.
No, the ship has sunk.
El barco se ha hundido.
Rose is on the board, the broken piece of the boat.
Rosa está ahí colgándose un pedazo de bote.
And the hero Jack,
y el héroe Jack
is shivering in the cold water.
Está tiritando en el agua congelada.
That is material existence.
Es la existencia material.
And the movie was so fantastic.
Y la película era tan fantástica.
They show one scene.
Mostraban una escena.
So many people in the ocean.
Muchas personas en el océano.
Struggling.
Luchando.
Crying out, help, help, help.
Gritando afuera, ayuda, ayuda, ayuda.
Some of them are shivering.
Algunos de ellos están temblando.
Some are lying on broken pieces of the boat.
Algunos están recostados en algunos de los pedazos del bote.
It was in the dead of night.
De barco. Era la noche, la medianoche.
And it was many hours before rescue came.
Y eran muchas horas después cuando llegó el rescate.
And sure enough, Jack died.
Y así fue que Jack murió.
But Rose lived.
Pero Rose.
Ah, such a story, huh? So that is our material existence.
Así que esa es nuestra existencia material.
So material existence is just like that movie scene.
Entonces, la existencia material está como esa escena de película.
We are struggling.
Estamos luchando.
But this other word, Taroho.
Pero esta otra palabra.
Repite.
Taroho.
If you associate with devotees,
si usted se asocia con devotos,
if you worship Sri Nandanandana,
si usted adora a Sri Nandanandana,
you can cross this ocean.
Usted puede atravesar este océano.
Because there is another verse in the Srimad Bhagavatam.
Porque hay otro verso en el Srimad Bhagavatam.
That when you have a spiritual master,
cuando usted tiene un maestro espiritual,
it is like having a boat,
es como tener un bote,
a secure boat,
un bote seguro,
and that boat will help you to cross this ocean.
Y ese barco te va a ayudar a cruzar este océano.
So we are under the shelter of Prabhupada's boat.
Entonces nosotros estamos bajo el refugio del barco de Prabhupada.
We are following his instructions.
Estamos siguiendo sus instrucciones.
He is the captain of our ship.
Él es el capitán de nuestro barco.
And if we follow Prabhupada,
y si nosotros seguimos a Prabhupada,
we can cross this ocean of material existence.
Podemos cruzar este océano de la existencia material.
The same idea is there in Bhagavad Gita.
La misma idea está ahí en el Bhagavad Gita.
Just as this song used the word taroho,
tal como en esta canción se ocupa la palabra taroho,
Krishna uses the word taranti.
Krishna ocupa la palabra taranti.
So they're similar.
Pues son similares.
And taranti means the same thing, cross.
Taranti significa la misma cosa.
So Krishna says, that if you surrender to him,
Krishna dice que si tú te rindes a él,
then you can cross over the insurmountable material energy.
Luego tú puedes cruzar la insuperable energía material.
So, how do you surrender to Krishna?
Así que, ¿cómo es que usted se rinde a Krishna?
You surrender to Krishna.
Usted se rinde a Krishna.
No, I ask you. No, not that. This is.
Okay.
That's good. Good job, secretary. So, now I ask a question. How do you surrender to Krishna? By doing Hatha Yoga?
Yo les hago una pregunta. ¿Cómo es que ustedes se rinden a Krishna?
Yes or no?
Haciendo Hatha Yoga?
How do you surrender to Krishna? And what particular form of Bhakti Yoga?
¿Qué forma particular es Bhakti Yoga?
Chant the Maha... So? Chant... That is something you should always, never forget.
Eso es algo que ustedes siempre, nunca deben olvidar.
You want to cross over, so that's the problem with Jack and Rose.
Entonces, ese era el problema con Jack y Rose.
They weren't chanting the Maha Mantra.
Estaban cantando el Maha Mantra.
Yes. So if you see that you are struggling in this life, please remember, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Loveen, you like? Should I continue? You want me to finish the song? Okay. Shita Atapa Bhatta Varishana Edina Jamini Jagire
Sita Atapa Bhatta Varishana Edina Jamini Jagire
Sita Atapa Bhatta Varishana Edina Jamini Jagire
Sita Atapa Bhatta Varishana Edina Jamini Jagire
Bipale Sevenu Kripana Durajana
Bipale Sevenu Kripana Durajana
Bipale Sevenu Kripana Durajana Chapala sukha lava lagire
Chapala sukha lava lagire
Chapala sukha lava lagire
Chapala sukha lava lagire
So this second verse shows us that this author has practical experience of material existence.
El autor tiene experiencia empírica de la existencia material.
Because the material world is a dualistic world.
Porque el mundo material es un mundo dual.
There is qualitative difference between heat and cold.
Hay diferencias cualitativas entre calor y frío.
You like some things, you don't like other things.
Le gusta cosas y no le gustan otras cosas.
So, things are dual.
Entonces, las cosas son duales.
So, he has much experience of suffering in this material world.
Entonces, él tiene bastante experiencia del sufrimiento de este mundo material.
And he says, sometimes in his life,
y él dice, algunas veces en mi vida,
things were so bad,
las cosas iban tan mal,
that at night,
que a la noche,
he was remaining restless.
Yo permanecía inquieto.
Sometimes businessmen have that problem.
Algunas veces los hombres de negocio tienen esos problemas.
There are so many problems with the business.
Hay tantos problemas en el negocio.
That they're thinking about it 24 hours a day.
Por lo que están pensando sobre ello 24 horas al día.
And they can't sleep at night.
Y no pueden dormir de noche.
That's material life.
Esa es vida material.
Or some of you like to say,
o algunos de ustedes les gusta decir,
Prabhu, I want to get out of this maya.
Prabhu, yo quiero salirme de este maya.
Because you really, even our good friend, Mr. Ram.
Tal como nuestro gran amigo Ram.
He picked me up to take me to his program.
Me recogió para llevarme a su programa.
I didn't ask him.
Yo le pregunté.
He told me himself.
Él me dijo, él mismo.
Prabhu. I want to get out of this Maya.
Yo quiero salir de este Maya.
It was like, wow. My preaching has finally taken effect.
Mi predica finalmente ha tenido efecto.
After all these years.
Después de todos estos años.
So, that's materialistic existence.
Así que esa es la existencia materialista.
Then he explains why we tolerate all these miseries.
Luego él explica por qué nosotros toleramos todas estas miserias.
Why?
¿Por qué?
Chapala sukha. Repite.
Chapala sukha.
So sukha means happiness.
Entonces, sukha significa felicidad.
But chapala means flickering.
Pero chapala significa vacilante.
When we light the diya.
Cuando prendemos la lámpara.
If there's the fan going on,
si es que el ventilador está andando,
the light goes like this.
La llama se mueve así.
And if it's too strong,
si es muy fuerte,
it goes out.
La apaga.
So that flickering, that's happiness in the material world.
Entonces, así de vacilante es la felicidad en este mundo material.
It doesn't stay.
No permanece.
I have so much experience with this Chapalasukha.
Yo tengo mucha experiencia con este Chapalasukha.
Before becoming a devotee.
Antes de volverme un devoto.
So much I was chasing Chapalasukha.
Tanto yo estaba persiguiendo este Chapalasukha.
I became so frustrated.
Yo me volví tan frustrado.
And fortunately, I found Krishna.
Afortunadamente encontré a Krishna.
But I was fed up with this Chapalasukha.
Yo ya estaba harto de este Chapalasukha.
So, in order to enjoy Chapalasukha,
de manera de disfrutar Chapalasukha,
you pay a price.
Usted paga un precio.
You have to work for a nasty boss.
Usted tiene que trabajar para un amo malo.
Just like my wife.
Tal como mi mujer.
Right now, she hates her job.
Ahora, en este momento, ella odia su trabajo.
Because there are many bosses.
Porque hay muchos jefes.
Different levels of bosses.
Diferentes niveles de jefes.
And they're all not nice.
Y son todos no agradables.
The word here, Kripana Durajana.
La palabra aquí, Kripana Durajana.
Repite, por favor. Kripana Durajana.
Kripana Durajana.
So, in English, we have a word, creep.
Entonces, en inglés nosotros tenemos esta palabra, creep.
A creep means very nasty person.
Creep significa una persona muy desagradable.
So the Bengali and also the Sanskrit, kripa.
Entonces, en el Bengali y en el Sánscrito también existe kripa.
So it's very similar.
Entonces, muy similar.
Creep and kripa. You want a good example of a creep?
Si usted quiere un buen ejemplo de un creep.
Donald Trump. He's a creep. Or from the Mahabharata, Duryodhan was a creep. Very nasty person. And Durajana. Durajana means bad person. So the author of this song is saying, just to get some flickering happiness. I had to serve wicked and miserly persons.
Tengo que servir a personas débiles y míseras.
And there was another word I missed, lava.
Y hay otra palabra que dice aquí, lava.
Lava is not even a second.
Lava significa ni siquiera un segundo.
It's a division of a second.
Es una división, una fracción de un
segundo. I forget the exact, but it's like a nanosecond.
Es como un nanosegundo.
So the author is saying,
entonces, el autor está diciendo,
material happiness
la felicidad material
doesn't even last a half a second.
No dura ni siquiera la mitad de un segundo.
Chapala sukha labha lagire. So all for flickering happiness, I had to serve wicked and miserly men.
Entonces, todo por una felicidad cambiante, yo tengo que servir a hombres débiles.
We're halfway done. So hang in there. Edana yobana putra parijana ite ki ache parati tire.
Edana yobana putra parijana ite ki ache parati tire.
Kamala dala jala jivana chala mala. Kamala dala jala jivana kala mala.
Kamala dala jala jivana kala mala.
Bajahu hari pada niti re.
Bajahu hari pada niti.
Bajahu hari pada niti re. So in the first half of this verse,
la primera mitad de este verso,
the author is speaking about something that Shukadeva Goswami says in Srimad Bhagavatam. Fallible soldiers.
Soldados falibles.
Soldiers that will fail you ultimately.
Soldados que te van a fallar últimamente.
So what are those fallible soldiers?
¿Cuáles son esos soldados falibles?
Your wealth.
Tu riqueza.
Your wealth will not save you at the time of death.
Tu riqueza no te va a salvar al momento de la muerte.
You cannot say to Yamaraj,
no le puedes decir a Yamaraj,
Yamaraj, tell you what,
Yamaraj, te digo que,
I'll give you stock options.
Te doy muchas opciones.
I'll give you whatever you want.
Te doy acciones de... O te doy lo que tú quieras.
Just don't take me to hell.
Pero
you
por favor,
name your price.
Pero por favor, no me lleves al infierno. Dime el precio.
No can do.
No se puede hacer.
Then your other fallible soldier.
Luego el otro soldado falible.
Your youth.
Tu juventud.
So many of you are young.
Muchos de ustedes son jóvenes.
You're enjoying.
Están disfrutando.
But your day is coming.
Pero el día ya viene.
Like me.
Como yo.
I was just like you.
Yo era tal como ustedes.
Having fun. But now I'm 66.
Pero ahora tengo 66.
No more fun.
No más diversión.
I have to take medicines.
Tengo que tomar remedios.
I'm tired.
Estoy cansado.
And so many aches and pains.
Y tantos dolores.
I look in the mirror.
Me miro al espejo.
My wife, same thing. She looks in the mirror and she sees gray hair.
Y mi mujer también se mira al espejo y dice, este pelo canoso.
When a woman sees gray hair, that's bad news.
Cuando la mujer ve pelo canoso, esa es una muy mala
noticia. More and more wrinkles.
Más y más
arrugas.
Youth is very flickering.
La juventud es muy cambiante.
You have a nice rose.
Usted tiene una bella rosa.
You pick the rose.
Usted recoge la rosa.
Okay, but after not long, the rose is like this. You throw away. When you pick the rose, very nice. But overnight, youth is just like a rose. You get married to some rose-like girl or boy.
Te casas con una bonito o bonita niña.
So you get married.
Así que se casan.
You go on honeymoon.
Se van a la luna de miel.
But then the first child.
Pero luego el primer hijo.
Second child.
Segundo hijo.
Little by little.
Poco a poco.
You get fat. Welcome to material life.
Bienvenido a la vida material.
So your youthfulness doesn't stay.
Así que tu juventud no permanece.
Then, putra parijana. You may have sons, you may have family members.
Luego tú puedes tener amigos, puedes tener familiares.
They can't help you at the time of death.
Ellos no te pueden ayudar al momento de la
muerte. Especially if you're very rich.
Especialmente si eres muy rico.
Because once the family members see he's going to die,
cuando los familiares ven,
we're going to get the inheritance. So they help you along.
Así que te ayudan.
They want you to die as soon as possible.
Y te
Because they're only thinking about, they when they see you, they see dollar signs. So it's a curse to be wealthy. You got to watch out. Your own. There are so many examples in this in history. I know personally. Even one, you know, there's a kind of Indian Marwari, right? Marwari, you call them? Marwari, that's it, Marwari. You know they're very, very rich.
Same like Sandy Prabhuji.
You said, not me. Okay? I wasn't going to go there. Anyway, you know what I'm talking about. So I personally know one Marwari family. And the husband was telling me that there was even a murder in the family over inheritance. And it happens all the time in America. They've made so many movies about it. So your sons and family members will not save you. Now this next line. Kamala Dala Jala Jivana Talamala. When this line comes in, I remember two things.
Esta línea viene, yo recuerdo dos cosas.
September
11th, 2001.
I was sleeping late.
Yo estaba durmiendo hasta tarde.
My daughter called me on the phone.
Mi hija me llama al teléfono.
Pita, wake up, turn on the television.
Pita, despierta.
We're being attacked.
Estamos siendo atacados.
I said, what? I turned on the television. I turned on
prendí la televisión.
And as soon as I turned on,
y tan pronto como la prendí,
I saw the second plane hit the tower.
Veo el segundo, avión impactar la torre.
And then after a few minutes,
y luego después de unos minutos,
like a deck of cards all came. And what did I think of? This song.
¿Qué es lo que yo pensé de esta canción?
I remembered this line.
Yo recordé esta línea.
Kamala Dala Jala Jivana Talamala. And then this song again sticks with me here in Santiago.
Luego esta línea, esta canción, también me acordé de ella en Santiago.
2010.
2010.
I came here after getting my new teeth.
Yo vine después de conseguir mis nuevos dientes.
That whole 6-7 months I had to go through to get these porcelain teeth.
Por 6 o 7 meses yo tuve que atravesar esto de conseguir dientes nuevos.
I came here in March.
Yo vine en marzo.
I'm at Sakshi's house.
En la casa de Sakshi.
Sleeping nicely.
Durmiendo agradablemente.
4 o'clock in the morning. I thought a train had entered my room. The sound was amazing. It rolled me out of bed. I sat on the floor and immediately, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna. And I could hear Sakshi in bed. Hare Krishna. And it seemed like that sound lasted so long. Because I've been in earthquakes in Los Angeles. But they don't last long, a few seconds. Not even one mantra. But this one lasted several mantras. It wasn't, I was thinking, it's not stopping. Krishna, come on. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. Finally, it's like, oh. And then for the next 4 or 5 days, any little crack, Hare Krishna. Any little sound, Hare Krishna. My nerves were so shot. You know, it's all sound. So say somebody would slam the door. Hare Krishna. Again, I remembered this verse.
Entonces, de nuevo, yo recordé este verso.
At any moment, it could all come crashing down.
En cualquier minuto, todo se puede desplomar.
And I remember very clear.
Y yo recuerdo claramente.
Later that morning,
tarde esa mañana, más tarde,
we heard somebody in the hall.
Nosotros sentimos a alguien en la habitación.
Krishna saved us, Prabhu. Krishna saved us.
Krishna nos salvó, Prabhu. Krishna nos salvó.
That was Naresh Budrani.
Naresh,
he had a realization.
Él tuvo una realización.
Because he was living, what, 10th floor?
Porque él vivía en el piso
at that time? And he had lots of damage, right?
Y él, se dañó bastante.
But he came to see us.
Pero él vino a ver, ¿no?
And he was like, that's all. Krishna saved us. Krishna saved us. Then we all got into a van and we went visited you. What an experience. So this verse has great meaning for me. So the author says, therefore. Come on.
I'm waiting to you.
Well.
To finish.
Okay.
Yeah, I can get you.
He says, Bhajahu Hari Pad Nitire. Just like the beginning of the song was Bhaja.
Tal como el comienzo de la canción era Bhaja.
He's now concluding with the same word.
También está concluyendo con la misma palabra.
You should be engaged in Hari Pada.
Usted debe estar ocupado en el Hari Kata.
Pada, Pada.
Pada.
Pa, pa.
Pada.
Yes. Hari pad, pada means the feet.
Entonces, pada significa los pies.
But Hari can only mean one person.
Pero Hari solo puede significar una persona.
God.
Dios.
Krishna. Hari. Everybody say Hari.
Hari.
Now, many people misunderstand this word Hari.
Entonces, muchas personas mal entienden esta palabra, Hari.
Some people are afraid to say these two syllables.
Algunas personas están temerosas a decir estas dos palabras.
I have seen it.
Yo lo he visto.
I have seen it. People are in the temple.
La gente a veces está en el templo.
And if somebody is chanting Hari,
pero cuando alguien canta Hari,
they're like this.
Ellos parecen así.
They're afraid to say it.
Están temerosos de decirlo.
Because they misunderstand.
Porque ellos mal entienden.
Because they think,
porque ellos piensan,
if I chant Hari,
si yo canto Hari,
if I chant Krishna,
si yo canto Krishna,
he'll take everything away.
Él me va a tomar todas las cosas.
So that's why I've seen it. I've looked at them like this.
Es por esto que yo lo he visto y yo lo miro así.
They're in the temple in front of Krishna.
Ellos están en el templo, al frente de Krishna.
The kirtan is going, Hare Krishna, Hare. They're afraid to say that name Krishna.
Ellos temen decir este nombre de Krishna.
They're afraid.
Están temerosos.
Oh, he'll take my house, he'll take my car, he'll take it.
Él va a tomar mi casa, va a tomar mi auto.
Krishna doesn't want your damn car.
Krishna no quiere condenar.
What does he want with your car?
No quiere jugar con tu auto.
Krishna doesn't want to take anything away.
Por eso es que no va a tomar nada de ti.
When Krishna takes away something,
cuando Krishna toma algo de tu lado,
that's his favor.
Ese es un favor.
This is what he told Yudhishthir.
Eso es lo que él le dijo a Yudhishthir.
That when I really care about someone,
cuando realmente alguien me importa,
I take away their attachments.
Yo tomo de él sus apegos.
Those things which are preventing them from progressing in spiritual life.
Aquellas cosas que están impidiendo que ellos progresen en la vida espiritual.
That's what Krishna does.
Eso es lo que Krishna hace.
He takes away those things that are not helping you.
Él toma aquellas cosas que no te están ayudando,
which are hindering you.
Que te, están impidiendo.
Your unnecessary attachments.
Tus apegos innecesarios.
So please, don't be afraid to say Hari.
Por lo tanto, no teman decir Hari.
Hari. Hari.
I didn't look. I wanted to see. Don't be afraid to say Krishna.
Krishna.
Very good. So we'll finish up this song. Shravana Kirtana Smarana Vandana Pada Sevana Dasyare
Shravana Kirtana Smarana.
jana sakhi janatmani vedana. Govinda das avi lashare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Sing it. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So the final verse,
entonces, el último verso,
he ended the previous verse by saying we should be engaged in the service of Hari. So that is called Bhakti Yoga.
Eso es lo que se denomina Bhakti Yoga.
And there are 9 processes.
Y hay 9 procesos.
And the first 2 are the most important.
Y los dos primeros son los más importantes.
If you don't do the first 2,
si usted no hace los primeros 2,
you can't proceed to the other 7.
Usted no puede continuar con los siguientes 7.
And for the past 25 years,
así que por los pasados 25 años,
I have strongly preached on this point.
Yo he predicado fuertemente en este punto.
That one should do as much hearing and chanting.
Que uno debe hacer tanto canto y escucha como sea posible.
Every day.
Todos los días.
As much as you can every day.
Tanto como tú puedas.
Hear about Krishna.
Escuchar acerca de Krishna.
Hear about Krishna's name and fame.
Escuchar acerca de la fama y el nombre de Krishna.
His pastimes.
Su pasatiempo.
His paraphernalia.
Su parafernalia.
His teachings.
Sus enseñanzas.
And by hearing and hearing and hearing,
y por escuchar, escuchar y escuchar,
gradually it'll start to come out and you'll talk about it.
Gradualmente empezará a salir y empezarás a hablar acerca de
eso. So Shravana Kirtana.
Así que Shravana Kirtana.
What you hear,
que lo que tú escuchas,
is what will come out of your mouth.
Es lo que saldrá de tu boca.
If you hear the music on the radio,
si te escucha la música en la radio,
or the political show,
o el show político,
or the movie,
o las películas,
that's what comes out.
Eso es lo que saldrá.
But if you hear about Krishna,
pero si te escucha acerca de Krishna,
that's what comes out.
Eso es lo que saldrá.
Everybody chant the Maha Mantra.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.